I have 517.
Whatever.
That's what I typed too.
517.
There you go.
You're going to start.
Yeah. Okay, we'd like to call to opening the meeting at 517. Call, pledge allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
Item B, adoption of the agenda.
I'll move to adopt the agenda for the meeting of October 12th, a regular meeting.
Second the motion.
Aye.
Call to the public.
They're all jumping up.
They're ready to roll.
Okay. Consent agenda, item A, approval of the minutes. Any questions?
Not I.
No.
No.
Can I make a motion to accept the meeting minutes if there's no discussion?
Oh, we'll do the one motion at the end of F.
Oh,
at
right. The end of consent, sorry.
Okay. That's all right.
I'm just not used to that.
Yeah. Okay. You'll get used to me by the time I'm done.
Item B, presentation of the September financial report.
Hi. They're all pretty in the realm of normal expenses. The second voucher down, $2209. That is large because I made the first quarterly payment to Lizzie for their high school students, for our high school students going there. That was $311,857.
And you're on page what?
I'm on the sheet here.
Oh, the front cover?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I went through all these for a change. Really depth. Okay. Also, the M&O, the food service, that was like the, when you we paid that whole chunk at one time, huh?
No.
It was like,
chunk of, I'm sorry,
the expense.
Food
it's that's M&O food service and indirect costs.
Indirect costs, yeah. Okay.
So it's all clumped together.
Clumped together.
Most of it was the.
I really didn't have anything. I was really kind of interested, like, at looking at this pretty good this mm-hmm. time, just because I didn't know you guys had to pay. Who does the garbage pickup, by the way?
Waste management.
With the county?
No,
it's a
company, private.
It's a private company.
Oh,
because we don't do busy. I mean, we can't get it from Bisbee or anything, so we have to contract our.
Are the guys out of Wichita City? Those guys?
I think that yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
I think it is from Wichita City.
So how many
guys
do we have?
I was going to say it either comes from east or west. It's either Sierra Vista area or it's.
I think it's Wichita.
Okay.
Well,
mm-hmm.
West don't actually.
Oh, way out in the light, so, okay.
Just before you stop, look. Did you have other questions?
Anything else, mm-hmm. Mr. Almos?
No, nothing.
Okay.
Approval of September vouchers.
And those were the vouchers that Don went through and looked at. Any questions on any transaction that was made?
No.
That's a lot of work, though, looking at all those little detailed things. That's a lot. So, to handle. Good job.
Yeah, there's plenty.
Yeah.
And then you get to the AFR.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'll explain letter D for you. I did not write up anything for it. It's what we have been doing. But Donna brought to my attention that we need to do that at a board meeting each year.
Right.
And that is just to designate, make me the procurement designee. So after we get all of our prices, I can tell you what we recommend. And in some cases, when we need it immediately, we order it. And then I'm able to sign it. If we don't do that, then basically the president of the board should be coming in to do every time we're going to order anything.
Well, then we end up handling it later on.
Right. You're going to handle it at the board meeting. Mm-hmm. So this is just to make what we do official, I guess, each year. Mm-hmm. We'll probably lump that together in the June or July meeting when we do all the other ones. But this is what we do. Any questions on that at all, Mr. Omos?
No.
Okay. It's routine, so.
Yeah. All right. And then the minutes for the student council board meeting. Because we had a fund sitting there from the last time we had student council, and because what we've talked with the students about is doing a service program instead of doing the student council, and you know, we're looking at a program where we can go do some things. One of the things that they're talking about is to try to do something, maybe have a meal for veterans and invite veterans from the area in and serve them, get kids doing some things for other people. And so we did it. The reason we went with the student council minutes and closing the student council officially and then transferring the money is they have about $800 down set
close
of,
to nine.
Close to 900.
Wow.
So we'll put that as money to start this program in. And then, you know, if we're going, say we do yard cleanup or cleaning up the streets or whatever we're doing, we need to buy gloves and whatever, we can use that money to do that. We have some money to get started with things like that. So, but they came up with a name, Naco Cardinals Helping Hands. It's kind of a play. I don't know if, with the using of the term helping hands, I wasn't really sure, that we were playing in on anything, but I think by saying Naco Cardinals.
I was glad we talked about it. So. I was saying I hope they get the Naco Cardinals.
Yeah.
That's
great. So that's what they came up with the name for the new organization. They have not had a meeting yet because I want to get it approved first. They've met and talked in classes about what they would like to do when they, 5-10 minutes here and there. But I think she's got between 60 and 70 kids that have said they want to participate. Yeah. So I think that'll be a great program. So we have the final minutes from the student council and the student council approving sending that money to the new organization. So with that, when you guys approve the consent agenda, we'll be approving that was their final meeting, and we also approved that those funds would transfer with the student group.
And they're learning policies like a board, So
well, yes, and they're learning how to do
and
things.
And
Donna sat in to make sure we did the minutes correctly, and that was the one thing I told Ms. Thomas is whenever we have meetings and things, we need to make sure we do it all correctly. All those minutes should come to the board, especially if there's anything with funding and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we'll try to do is get an update every month or two from them, see where they're at. And she said she'll gladly come in and talk, if there's a night that we would like to have her do a presentation or have some of the kids come in, maybe would be even better. So I think it's a good program, and it'll be I think it'll be good for our community to see our kids doing something.
And it's giving their time, and a lot of people don't have other options, so I think they're learning a lot by it too, without compensation and so forth.
Right. Well, we had a couple of students who whose parents decided they should do some community service, and because they made some poor choices in school this week, so we had some kids out doing garbage detail between here and downtown, and it's amazing how many comments got back to me about, wow, it was really nice to see the kids out there cleaning up.
Oh,
and they got, I think, about 8 bags or 7 full bags of garbage. We filled up the back of the white pickup, about 2/3 full, I'd say. So got a lot cleaned up around the school, and so maybe they'll make better decisions next time. So, but the parents were good with it, so it was like, okay, we're going to do it then. So Officer Zavala and I were talking, and we thought, well, we'll give it a try, and
that's
we'll
good
see
for
if it works out. So
better than being on a chain gang.
Yeah, that's for sure. that's for sure. And then the last item that we have there on the consent agenda is one of the new things that came from ADE is that we need to have at least one person on staff that is a dyslexia trainer, coordinator, specialist, whatever term you want to use. I have three people who will do it. Two gladly, willingly agreed to it. One I talked to, and she agreed to it. Generally speaking, when you have somebody that focuses or specializes, especially with dyslexia, it's either your reading specialist or it's your special ed teacher. A lot of times it's the special ed teacher gets everything under the umbrella. So the three people that are going to do that training are Hope, our special ed teacher, Sarah Stone, the fourth grade teacher, and Jennifer Montalvo, our second, that's probably my daughter. Or
it says spam on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let it go. We don't want to eat any spam. All right. and Jennifer Montalvo, our second grade teacher. Now, the state thing says you have to have a K-3 teacher. Well, they're all licensed K-3. If we go and my thought was we're going to have three people that are going to get the training. Just like everything else, we don't want to have one person. Then something happens to that person, they decide to leave, whatever. And now we all of a sudden got to do all this training at the last minute before July 1st of 2021. So they're all three get trained. It's going to cost us, it looks like, I'm looking at the different programs, it's going to be between $700 and $800 probably per person to get all the training in. They're going to have to do, depending upon which training we go with, will be anywhere from 10 to 20 or 30 hours. One of the trainings is even 6 days long. So I just as soon avoid some of those as I can. Some of the trainings are as much as a couple thousand dollars, and we're not going to do that. But this will get us in line. It will give us somebody that we have as a backdrop. So if somebody leaves, we're covered. And, you kind of have teachers across their careers at different levels.
Are they coming on site to do that, or they have to go?
It'll be done online.
Oh. Wow.
So one of the options will actually be a training that's going to be in Sierra Vista. But that one is like 5 or 6 days, and I just really don't feel, I don't want to send three staff members for 5 days.
No.
For training. It's too much. Mm-hmm. So if we can get it done in the 10 to 14 hours of one of them that I'm looking at, I just assume do that. But online training isn't a lot of fun, those of us that have had to do it. But it can be done, and if it gets you your certificate, it makes us legal.
Yep.
You know? So any questions on any of those things?
Not me.
No.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda items A through F.
I'll second.
Aye.
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 Okay. All right. Letter A. I was going to type something up, and I went to Donna, and I just said, I just don't know how to type up exactly what they're going to do. I told you a couple of their projects. One will be the community cleaning up and things. Another one's going to be doing something for veterans. Those are two of the first four things that they want to do. With that, what we had Jennifer Thomas was our student council coordinator. And that was a paid position. I've told her that if she's going to do this, it's going to require time outside of school. It's not going to be something she can do in school. She's willing to put the time in, but the position would be a coordinator or an advisor, like an athletic coach or something like that. The only difference would be this would be a year-long position and not like 6 weeks. That most of our sports run.
Are we going to pay her for this?
That would be a paid position is what I would recommend. And I would recommend we put it on the same scale as we pay the coaches. Like, I think we start at 900 and we work up, they get a $100 raise each year. So,
and so we're going to approve it, but we'll discuss the cost at a later date.
Yeah, you'll get a copy of the contract and everything. What I thought we'd do, what I discussed with Donna, is we looked at the student council, and since she was working with student council, and this is going to be a semi-similar program, but actually more community service-based, that we would just base it off of what we had that set at, which Donna felt was the same as all the athletic coaches. So starting at 900, working her way up, she has, I think, 3 years' experience, so it would probably be about $1,200 a year. So when you spread that out over 24 payments, or just 20, I don't know how many payments, Donna would have to...
So $1,200 for this school year.
Right.
Okay.
But she also is responsible to get us the minutes, provide updates to the board, make sure all the voting is done, everything's got to be approved through the administration. No willy-nilly, I'm going to go do this fundraiser or that fundraiser or anything like that.
And then she'll probably be overseeing the funds too, right?
Well, yeah, the students will on any spending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like a student council would have. They'll have to, and when they pass something, we'll bring it to the board. If there's something that we're going to say, on the 26th of October, they come to me and say, hey, we got all these people and they want to do a trunk or treat. Are you okay if we do something in the parking lot on Saturday afternoon? And we want to have our own trunk and go buy some candy. How much is it going to cost? You know, $50 or whatever. I'd probably just contact a couple of you and say they want to go spend $50, have a trunk or treat. We've got this many people interested. Are you guys okay with it? Because it'd be on school property, liability, and all that kind of stuff, but not really in the school. So that would be something I'd call you on. Otherwise, we'd bring it to the board if we have enough time before approve it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Sounds good. That's a good point. Okay. Want to move?
So I'd like to make a motion to approve Ms. Thomas as the advisor coordinator of the Knuckle Cardinals Helping Hands program.
I'll second.
Almost second.
Aye.
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 Okay. The next one is all Donna. The AFR.
Yeah, all the vouchers that you guys look at every month and sign, this is all of that combined. I think we've ended up very healthy compared to prior years. If you look on the short, small sheet, the half of the partial sheet there, not the long ones, the first one that you see with the negative amounts around it, that is because of spending money, and their cutoff date was the middle of June, where I couldn't ask for reimbursement requests anymore until the middle of July. So as of the end of June, that is why I had $141,000 short.
That was like federal funds, for example.
Right, yeah. So we are able to claim them from the middle of July, August, and September, but we still have that deficit sitting there.
Because
we
always know that the money's coming
down
the pipe,
so it's
not unusual. So it's a given.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the only other one that is $99 almost at the very bottom, should have been an entry from prior year out of the auxiliary operations up in that line up there. And so that was actually, so there was really only one, which was that federal projects line. So, and we ended up with, in the M&O, cash is 507,118. So I think that's a good, healthy number we are starting out with in cash in lieu of things going to be happening in the future. So
we'll talk about that at the end.
Yeah. So,
much better than the 40 or 50 or 60 we pulled forward last year.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of that has to do with our ESSER funds and those things being able to claim the money and recoup it and put it back into our account after we spent it for paying different staff members and things like that. So.
Took your magnifying glass and looked over these numbers. Did anybody have questions?
I looked at it pretty good earlier today, so I didn't really have any questions pertaining.
Donna wanted to shrink it down a little bit smaller. I'm just telling you guys, I told her no way. I have to at least be able to see it.
But there's a lot of information in here.
Mm-hmm. Extensive. Mm-hmm.
90% of it probably was all put in by hand.
Yeah. And so the same thing with, where we're on 5 of 9, the same thing with the disadvantaged children, that's the same thing there, the negatives, for example.
Whereabouts are you? I'm sorry. John.
Page 5 of 9.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm just saying it's nothing, all that is straight up anyway.
Yeah, that's the, under down. The ESSA, the Title I.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what all made up, that 141 that rolled onto that small sheet, yeah.
Now, when does this have to be on? On
Friday.
I thought it was the 15th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, the goofy thing about some funds, if it's federal funds, it's got to be spent before October 1st or September 30th.
September 30th.
And state has to be spent by June 30th. Mm-hmm. So that's why they stop you from spending, and they have that window where you're not supposed to spend anything. And then you can start spending again. But in the state end of things, our world ends on the 30th of June.
And it's the same expectation. So.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of weird when the very first time you look at it, because there are negative accounts, mm-hmm. or negative amounts every year. So.
But we're okay then, right?
You don't, honestly, it's better to have money sitting there knowing you can go get it and spend it this year. That means we've got that much money that's spent on things for this year. We're not spending this year's money or state money or anything else. We're spending the money that we had sitting there. So it's okay. So we're actually in much better shape than we were. But we have gotten some news we'll talk about here, like I said, at the end.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Olmos?
No.
I would like to make a motion to approve item B of the annual financial report.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.
Point on there is all those wonderful policies. I did email all of you guys the adjustments to the policies that came out after a bunch of the stuff that came down through the legislation and the governor was ruled unconstitutional. And so what I would like to do is open it up to you guys to ask questions. I would suggest that what we do is we approve these. There's one thing in there that deals with the high school and the sex education program, but it's intertwined with the elementary school and the middle school, and I don't think it hurts to just leave it, say, the high school, because we know we don't have a high school. Instead of adjusting it, making it a whole different thing, and then having to have them enter it differently, I think it's just easier to leave it, and we know it's not really going to affect us, and who knows, you know, you decide you're going to have a high school next week, we've already got part of it ready. So.
Well, I know that Judge Cooper, she made the call to not go with Ducey. So is that lawsuit still pending? Or
no, it was found, what happened was, it wasn't even so much the governor stuff, but his mandates that he made to not let anybody do mandates were also found unconstitutional. Right. But because the way they wrote laws, the Arizona Constitution is very clear. Every law or every, whatever, you know, I always say laws, but every bill that they pass has got to have a title. And in that title, it has to talk about the main point of that law. And each law has to have one objective, one item there. And they lumped a lot of them together. So when they did the mask mandates and all that different stuff and the way that they did funding and all sorts of things, that was what they found was unconstitutional. So the effects on us were the things that dealt with mask mandates, vaccine mandates, and those kind of things, because they changed the wording from what we had last year to make it effective for what the legislature passed. Then you get 712, 713, 714, 715. That changes it all back to what's legal right now because of that was thrown out. Now, if there's a higher court, the Supreme Court rules on it, and they turn it all back around, which I don't think will happen just because of the way the Constitution is written, that does not mean that the legislature can't come back this year and pass 15 separate laws. They right. certainly can. They put them all together because by putting them all together, they were able to get my vote because I want this and my vote because I want that. And that's how they got enough votes to get it passed.
And they could drag it on.
Oh, there's always that stuff going on. So, but we'll talk about something else kind of related to that same thing here about our financing in a little bit. But other than that, are there any questions about anything or any advice, policies that anybody really had a major question or concern about?
I'm curious about Advisory 700.
Okay.
So why? Form a blame and judgment on the basis of race?
That's that critical race theory. That was all
thrown
out. I
thought that's
out.
What it was. They don't
right.
use that word. But.
Right. But that was all thrown out, and if you go to Policy Advisory 714, let's see, I think that's the one that changed it. 714. If you go to 714, which is on the third page of that new packet that I gave you guys, mm-hmm. 714 deals with that exact topic.
All right, that's what I was looking at. Exactly.
Yes. So, because of the way it was worded, and that was
it kind of protected us from people, teachers promoting their own agenda.
Well, you know, the problem is that what's happened is they're talking about this critical race theory, and they're saying you can't say anything critical of a race that shows that someone took advantage of somebody else or
right.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had slavery. We had a lot of things that have happened in the world in every civilization. I mean. What are we supposed to do about, you know, the Holocaust? I mean, how do you know? So
it's a part of our history.
It is, and that's the hard part, and that's where schools are on call or nervous about that
right.
talking, because there are things, if you don't talk about them, and if I as a history teacher don't talk about some of that stuff, it's how I talk about it, though.
Right.
And so the teaching of history doesn't say I can't teach it. It just says I can't harp on this was done and it was all the Nazis against the Jews and all this stuff, or the whites against the blacks, or anything men against women. You can present things. You just have to be very careful about how you do it. So that's kind of just been my...
Well, and here's the quandary, though. You know... that there are teachers that do promote their own agenda rather than just sedating the facts about the history itself, and but we can't stop that. You know, hopefully, they're sticking to how the
right.
Literature dictates.
The basically, as long as you make sure that you inform your, and again, it's going to be your social studies teacher, generally speaking, unless you're someplace where your science teachers are getting in trouble for, not teaching creationism or something. But your social studies teachers are the ones that end up talking about topics that could be controversial.
Right.
So I had a talk with with our social studies teacher about how are we going to teach these certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just like we just got done with Columbus Day, right? And you know, if you want to go into the history, and then depending upon which side you're going to teach history from, you can talk about the genocide brought on by Columbus coming over.
Right.
Because when he came over, they started slavery. People weren't used to the flu. They weren't used to all the other diseases. There were massive people that were killed. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, but, you know.
I think they kind of just stick to Columbus del Bios and Brutal Blue.
You need to learn your history, young lady. I'm telling you.
He didn't start it.
Start it? No, he brought it over.
Indigenous peoples were enslaving each other.
No. Oh, I thought you said the flu.
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry, when you're mumbling, you got to speak up. So
she said,
oh, yeah. No, I know. That's just like they were also, you know, Africans were enslaved in Africa.
I'm going to change the name of the date now to indigenous.
Yeah.
Yeah,
indigenous, yeah.
Well, I think when we learned history, though, they were stating, they didn't go in depth, you know.
Right.
He landed here, and then they didn't go into all the...
Then they jumped into all the other people that, you know, Amerigo Vespucci and all these other explorers.
Right.
Yeah, so...
thank you.
So anyway, we talked about that. Is there any other, Mr. Almos, Ms. Romero, any others that you guys saw that...
No.
Go ahead.
No.
Mm, about?
All the stricken stuff makes sense, so the red.
Right. I thought they went in and cleaned up the ones that, you know, that popped out. Most of it, as usual, each year is just cleaning up a couple of words or changing a little bit of a phrase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get may and shall and different things like that. So, but otherwise, I would recommend we pass the updated policy versions dealing with the policies.
Mm-hmm.
And if we phrase it like that, then I can go in and I can take the 4 or 5 that we were adjusted for 7-11 or 7-12, 13, 14, and 15, and we'll just pass all of those, and when I send it to Renee, we'll word it that way.
Well, see, in the past, we've always accommodated our school, because it is unique, because of the population, how small it is, and so forth. And so that's always, we've kind of done it, but it works for us, you know,
right.
Like as far as, you know, population in the classrooms and stuff like that. So, okay.
Well, and like I said, the only one I really saw in there was the sex education, and that in the elementary they tell you nothing before 5th grade. We don't do anything until 6th grade. We send a letter home and allow it, and it's an optional teaching. It's 2 days long, 4 hours each day, and they're done. We're going to do that the Monday and Tuesday of Thanksgiving. Give everybody a chance to talk about something different at Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, and here's the thing, though, with that. I think the way we grew up, it was age-appropriate.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, but if you're in the 4th grade or the 3rd grade, I don't think that they need to know about transgender and everything under the sun.
And, you know, it really worked out well, because last year we weren't able to do it. This year we are. So the first year we had a lot of 6th graders who did not go through it.
Mm-hmm.
But the 7th and 8th graders did.
A lot of parents want to be in that
position. Right.
So
now those 6th graders are 8th graders, so we really are hitting the next two. And if any of the 6th graders get involved in it, that's fine, but I doubt that we'll have very many 6th graders that will.
Right.
So, but it'll be 2 half-day chunks. But I thought we have a 2-day week. Those are miserable anyway, so I thought that was a good week to do that. Any other questions on anything?
Not I.
No.
Okay.
Need a motion?
Huh?
Don't do it. You're
going to. Oh, go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion pertaining to item C, that we approve the policies themselves with the stricken of what we have been before us as is.
I second it.
Aye.
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 That was painless.
Don made the motion.
Priesta second.
Priesta seconded. Okay.
The ayes.
All right. Got it.
Now we're going back to the superintendent.
All right. Is there anybody that had anything else that they wanted to ask or anything before we get into my stuff?
I don't.
I don't have a lot for you. If been a lot going on, but I don't have a lot. A couple of things, just updates on where we're at with insurance and the FSB. Our doors are we're approved and are getting done. The FSB takes a long time, but they were coming. Was it today or tomorrow? I can't remember now. I thought we were going to have them finished by this week anyway. We are still working on the lighting, and hopefully that will come soon. We put everything together and have a tentative approval for the HVAC system. We've only been working on that for almost a year. Every time we think we got things figured out, then one or two more units go down, so we have to add some more to it. We were 27 cents off because one part of the program took the exact cents and another part of the program rounded it up. I know. And then the lady calls and says, they got a match. Well, you can't do anything with it. So after you put it in, it turns gray and you can't touch it again. So then, you know, so Donna just said, come on, we're than 27 cents. Submit it. Let's Please. See if it doesn't work. So it's going to the board, hopefully, and we'll see about being approved this month. If that happens, we may have our air conditioning unit sometime in the middle of winter, which will be great. But by next year, hopefully, yeah. all of the units will be working Thanks properly. And then we have insurance things going on with the roof down on the gym. Blew up in one of our storms. And the weird part is where the roof blew up, we have absolutely no damage inside. And where the roof didn't blow up, we had water coming in from the roof and also flooding.
Really?
So we have sandbags. When you walk out there, we have some sandbags in front of the one door.
On this side?
On this side, the softball field side.
Isn't there a concrete, yep. isn't the dirt lower than that?
Oh, yeah.
So it still came higher than...
We got a lot of rain that one. Yeah. And so we ended up with a lot of water and ended up with mold going up the... I was just going to say cardboard.
Drywall.
Mm-hmm. Up about a foot and a half on the drywall. And so that's all got to be taken off. They've got to dry it out, bleach it, and then replace it. And they're starting the 25th, unless we get a phone call, that they can come earlier, but I don't look for that now. Maybe by next week. We'll see. We also got some water when it backed up or flooded over, and it went into Mr. Hernandez's office. It went out into the gym. And so we have an area about twice as wide as the table that Brisa's sitting at here that's ballooning and whatever.
No.
So they're going to take that out. We're covered with our
shirts.
That
part's wood, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wood, so it's all bowed and bouncy and, you know, so... we'll get that repaired also in that same time frame. So the biggest thing for us is looking at how are we going to take care of the roof on this end of the gym and the roof also on the middle school. And we may be able short term to get some tar, go up and put a few guys up there and put some tar down on where we have nail spots to try to get it to go somewhere else, because unfortunately, when it goes in those nail holes, it starts to go down a beam and then it runs.
It runs down. Mm-hmm.
And you don't know where the actual leak is compared to where your leaks are showing. So that's probably going to be the next step. But one of the things that the insurance company told us is the contractor told us, we just need a new roof on our gym. So what we told Bessie is, right?
Is that metal?
We just told Bessie that, yes, it is. And... we told Bessie that we need her to have the contractor write us that tells us we need to totally replace the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So Progressive Roofing will be coming down to do that fix, but then what we want them to tell us is that the roof needs to be fixed because they can't fix the other spots where it's leaking. And then if we get that, that's just another, that's why we hired Kristen, because she's getting to know FSB really well.
Well, I don't remember. It's been a long time since we've touched that roof, I think.
What, yeah. The one in the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I have a metal roof, and you also get a guarantee of, well, to come fix it if something goes awry within a certain period of time.
So many years. I don't know how old that one is, but I think we're
it's
past
old.
It. Yeah.
The day it was built.
Yeah. So what happened was one storm, some of the fascia or whatever came loose up there, and then another storm after we took that down, and we thought we had everything nailed down to get us through the rest of the monsoons, then that end section on the baseball field side just gone. So it happened on a weekend, Saturday.
Doesn't go up there once a year or something if it screws? When it puts down the screws again, it'll start.
Especially with the wind, it shakes, it loses those screws up.
Right.
We have to do that with the house and the barn.
Especially metal, because it'll be rattling on those screws, and then that just makes the hole just a little bit bigger every time. And so anyway, that insurance and FSB, that's kind of where we're at with those things. We are replacing a lot of ceiling tile after we went around and took all the pictures so that we can show that to FSB to hopefully get some new roofing.
And the insurance will probably cover the whole thing because it's an act of God, right?
Well, I don't think our insurance is going to cover the whole roof.
No.
The part that came loose is smaller than this area here that we're sitting in. It's not a huge, you know, would have been, they would have pulled off a couple of, the other side. Oh, you got it? Okay.
You okay?
Alberto?
You okay?
Yeah, my accent hung up.
Oh, okay.
I thought you fell asleep when you hanged up on
the phone. Just added the phone.
All those spam, I get so many spam calls, I thought Teresa was getting rid of one.
Spamming it.
All right. Let's see. I gave you guys a handout from ASVAB, school business officers or officials, and there's some things going on with the finances in the state. It's going to, as I said in the email when I sent this to you guys to look at, this is one that's hard for some people to understand, and it's going to cause some really upset, sad people on April 1st if the legislature doesn't do their job. As you hear now at the federal level about a debt ceiling and raising the debt ceiling, in Arizona there's a spending ceiling for educational funding. And our spending ceiling, we are almost at the ceiling. And what has happened is they have allotted money for us to get on a per student basis for the 301 fund. They put extra money in there this year, one-time money. All right? When we look at that and we do all of the work in the 301 committee that we're working on and we see what that would mean if a person qualifies, and we are adjusting the 301 formula because, you know, it was, I don't know what term you want to use effectively, but it was much easier because of the COVID stuff. So we're looking at how we're going to get something that I can present to the board and feel comfortable recommending, and the staff can feel that they have a chance to achieve. And so we're working on that right now. But what this announcement did was it basically tells us that we are almost at that ceiling, and if we hit that ceiling, we will not be able to give out any 301 money to teachers, and we won't know until April 1st. So in our old plan, where we used to give a bonus in December and then we would give another one in June, two in June, I think, or one end of May and June, whatever. We had three payments the way it was set up with three separate funds. Now it's all in one fund. And what has happened with this is they're telling us two things. One, on April 1st, if we have not raised that ceiling, you have to get all your money back if you've given the teachers any money. You have to somehow resupplement that fund.
Which, how do you do that?
Well, you'd have to basically take money out of a different fund or out of M&O, put it in to cover the 301 money, and it would create a huge headache.
And a gap.
And I could see people getting into some real financial legal issues with the Auditor General over how you do it. Because if we would have paid that, so the good news is we are not ready to bring the plan to you. The good news because of this information is it looks to me like we're not going to be paying out any bonuses until the school year is almost over, May or June. Because I can't see how we could get it done now, get it approved, and still have something that they had to attain to get any money by January. And so that would help because then we don't have to figure out how to get the money back if the state's playing politics and they don't know if they're going to approve it. And then they might not approve it on April 1st, and then they might turn around and approve it on June 28th when they're almost done. Okay? The other part of this is that there's going to be, the way it looks, a 17% reduction in state funds next year. Okay? Unless they do all this changing and add legislation. So we're going to lose some funding. So what we're doing with that funding from ESSER, the way we did it and the way we're doing it, is turning out to be, we're lucky. Because have we just gone out and spent all of our money and handed out all these bonuses and different things, we would be in trouble. So fortunately, I think we've done it right. I think we're going to be okay. But this is not good news for us. I think it will be a time to maybe write some letters to legislators and let them know that, you know, we're already never...
Well, if you get that viewed out, then we'll always be willing to do that, you know, as board members,
right,
too.
Right. Well, and I think it's the staff, too, once they understand that it's going to affect them, I think the staff will maybe write some letters. I mean, this is... We're already 49 in the nation.
Right.
Now we're going to freeze it and take money away. It just doesn't make any sense. So, but the only way you're going to do it... you know, I mean, I had a talk with one of the staff members today, you know, and everybody has to remember that when they're talking to you as legislators, they're trying to figure out what do you want to hear them say so you'll vote for them.
That's it.
And see, if they can come in and tell you they're going to cut your taxes, more people will vote for them.
And it doesn't mean they're going to do it either.
And no, it doesn't. They lie all the time. But I'm just saying, they're going to try to figure out what can they say that's going to make you vote for them. So that's why we're in a situation like we're in. And, you know, I think people have to let them know that, you know, if you want my vote, we need to see you step forward. The people of Arizona have voted multiple times to fund education.
Right.
The legislators have found a way to take that funding away. So I think that hopefully we'll do that when we have our next staff meeting. That'll be one of the things we'll talk about, and we'll try to have all the addresses available so that they can do that. So, Don, is there anything else?
No, you just want to set the meeting?
We need to, before you guys adjourn, we could meet the 9th?
The 9th, the second Tuesday.
The 9th, we could also meet the 16th.
Do you want to wait and see how it unfolds?
Well, the reason the 9th, to me, would work is just that we have Veterans Day, and then we have no school on that Friday. So I would try to have everything done by that Wednesday, or if we just go the 9th, then I'll just go on a regular rotation and time frame. So for me, the 9th is easier, but I don't know what you guys' schedule looks like.
The 9th is good for me.
Okay.
The 9th
should be fine for me. So
are you back on the 9th, Mr. Olmos?
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, I'll have cookies. I promised. All right, so we'll set up for the 9th at 5:15.
Mm-hmm. You know, Tim, back to the money situation. When you look at our teacher salaries overall, they're pretty darn low, you know. Compared to like the states all around us, but too. But so I hope they don't start messing with their money because it's a consuming job for sure.
Well, and the thing is it's not just this, that 17% will also affect the pay rate.
Right. Right.
And then you also have the problem that we have with not raising the ceiling so that we lose out on the 301 money.
And amplifying the whole problem.
Right.
Pretty much.
So I think that, you know, hopefully wiser heads will prevail. So is there something you can talk about afterwards, or is something?
No, I was just going to ask you if you had adjourned or if that was going on.
No, we're still talking about
it. We're still at a superintendent's report.
You've got a hot date tonight.
Yes, I do.
Brisa's daughter's birthday tonight, just so that we could get that in the official minutes.
You have a birthday?
No, Brisa's daughter.
Oh,
that's why she colored her hair. You didn't even notice she colored her. Look at that. She went through 3 bottles of blonde hair dye just to get it there.
You know? It was. She came out of a tornado. Look at her hair go.
All right.
In one place.
Okay, so November 9th at 5:15?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anybody have anything else before Ms. Romero hammers it down? All right. It's up to you.
Okay. Adjourn meeting at 6?
7.
7.
I'll second.
All right.
Aye.
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 All right. Everybody have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Almos. I look forward to seeing you in less than a month.
We don't have to sign anything?
Oh, yeah, we got 3 weeks left.
I thought we were like...